Today from the Ohio Newsroom, medically transitioning later in life.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Earlier this year, WVXU in Cincinnati hosted Next Gen Radio. The organization trains the next generation of journalists, teaching them how to report and produce a non-narrated audio piece. This week, we're airing a few of their stories. Morgan Schneider produced today's piece about Tristan Vaught, a longtime LGBTQ plus community leader who began medically transitioning at age 45.
Everything, basically, is in transition. I'm transitioning. Work is transitioning. My house is transitioning. My relationship is transitioning. My name is Tristan Vaught. I'm 47. I am a college professor, co-founder to a nonprofit, and I own my own consulting and coaching business. I'm also an animal lover and plant lover. Transform Cincy, we started in 2019. We give clothing to trans youth as they transition between the ages of 5 and 25. Full outfits, 15 to 20 outfits, shoes, accessories, a free haircut from Bishop Salon, whatever they need to start their journey. I've done this work for 15 years. I've helped other people in their transition. I can run through with you the list of what it looks like for gender-affirming care. But the moment of truth for me was my wife saying, but why not you? Why not you? You've wanted to do this. Why aren't you doing it? Why can't you live your full truth? And that was the moment for me, was being given permission, saying, it's okay, you can have some of that as well. It felt like a relief more than anything. It felt like I had finally been able to take off old, heavy, tired, sweaty armor and breathe. And I didn't know that I had gender dysphoria until I was on the other side of this. So see that bottle right there? That's my testosterone gel. So yeah, my gel's over there, and I think my shot's right above it. It all happened pretty quickly for me. It was like my body loved testosterone, and I was sleeping really well. I wasn't laying here at night for 45 minutes running through the whole day and anxiety and all this stuff. I would lay down and be out right away. So there were just things that it felt right. And it felt really good, because what's happened with the shot over the last 9 months that I've been taking shots with this, my facial hair's come in quite a bit more. My voice has changed a lot more. My muscle mass, those kind of things, I've noticed a big difference. I have a lot of plants, as you saw. Usually it's a way for me to kind of cope with the vicarious trauma that I deal with. It's a lot to deal with LGBTQ youth, the trans youth, their families. A lot of people go, wow, you have a lot of animals and that would stress me out. And I'm like, people stress me out. The animals are great. I have 9 dogs, 4 cats, 20 chickens. So there's a space of, I come home and I get to propagate my plants and I get to hang out with my animals. And this is my peaceful space. I do not wish that I'd done this sooner. I had this vibrant, queer life that I would never trade. I love my life and I wouldn't change it, because I'm glad that my partner is the one that I'm doing this with. Every morning we tell each other, I choose you. And every night we talk about being teammates and accomplices in this life. And that's why I don't regret it at all. I don't regret a single moment of my life.
Morgan Schneider produced that story with Next Gen Radio in Cincinnati. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.